Huskies bury it to pull within one, and I think it was Smith.
That goal does not happen if Chris Liebinger is a right-handed shot, and he just drew Levine thinking that he was going to go over to that other side, and he dished it out the same way it went in.
We did a good job. It all started on a real good forecheck by that line, and they kept the puck alive, and I went behind the net, and Chris was skating, I guess, as you're looking at the net from left to right, and it looked like he was going to go all the way around the net and come out on his forehand, but he did not. He threw it back, and Alex Smith was coming in from that blind side with a stick on the ice, and that was a nice goal. Nice play. That was one of the nicest goals of the weekend, maybe the nicest goal of the weekend, and huge goal, good bounce-back shift. It's good to see our freshmen like Gary and Smitty, Alex Smith there, you know, continue to play hard, as our team did. And that was a good lift for our team to get that goal right away. And now we got a game again.
Absolutely. And you go back to that goal. The unfortunate thing about that arena is that not everybody has a real good view down at that, I don't know what direction that is.
The north end of the
rink. And so a lot of us weren't sure whether it went in or not because it was such a far distance away. But anyway, so the Huskies get that big goal from Alex Smith. Chris Liebinger and Chris Gary get the assist. Reed Sturrows ties it up on a miscue by their goaltender.
And that is Sturrows, but it knocked right back to the Michigan Tech line. Ranky over for Watson. Watson now looks and will send it in. Oh, it almost went up. A Levine rebound is there. Scores! The Huskies tied it up. Levine misplayed it. And they made it count. The Huskies have tied it up 3-3 with 10:31 left to go in the third.
Boy, Coach, I watched that goal over and over again, trying to figure out, get into Levine's head what he was doing. And it seems to me he thought Piazza was going to go one way, and Piazza ended up kind of going the other way, and then it kind of got confused.
Yeah, less communication, you know, and then that's why it's always good to throw the puck in on the goalie. And it was a long shot. He had to go down, make the save, and then he was just right. He was looking to, should have just held it, but then he looked to play it to keep the play moving, and he just put it in a real bad spot and really put Piazza in, a defenseman, in a tough spot. But we did a good job getting in there and just putting some pressure on him. You know, Mike Neville did a really nice job of pursuing the puck and pushing the puck and being aggressive. And that's what really created the goal. Not so much the turnover, the bad pass there, because they could have recovered from that. But the pressure, if you don't have that pressure there, then there's no play. And I think Mike did a real good job. And we did a good job all weekend really getting on their defensemen and putting some heat on them. And then Reed just was the benefactor of that play and a big goal, and Reed continues to play well.
Reed Sturrows is really playing well. Mike Neville and Cliff Watson get the assist on that goal. That was Reed Sturrows' third goal of the season, and that tied the game up at 3 at the 9:29 mark of the period. But then the Huskies went on the power play with a minute and a half left to go in the game, and they give up a shorthanded goal late in the game with 52 seconds.
Just get the puck as soon as you can and get rid of it as soon as you can.
Oh, here's a turnover by the Huskies! A shot scores!
Quick pass to the front of the net after that puck was turned over in the corner there. And you were talking about after the game, Coach, that a bunch of things happening on that play. One of them was that we didn't have guys coming back either to help.
Yeah, it's you know, here you go. You know, we made a real nice play coming down the slot. We got a great scoring opportunity, and they had to hook us. So a minute and a half left in the game. You know, we're looking in good shape. You know, you get a power play, and we had moved the puck around all game very well on the power play on Friday. So I felt confident. I felt good. Our unit goes out there. They move it around for a little bit, and then we lose a turnover battle in the corner, just a misread between Sturrows and Hainan. And that's where it all starts. And now the puck is shot down the ice. And once that happens, the way our breakout right now is we only have three guys come back. We keep a couple guys high out. So and they had two guys coming down the ice, put some pressure on. But Devin had the puck. He had the puck off to his, if you're looking at his net, off to his right. And he exposed himself there. Normally, I don't know, we're going to talk about that this week, but he should probably drag that puck behind the net and then just read off the forechecker. But what he did, he sort of stays on the one side of the net. Our two defensemen both curled into a corner, opposite corners. And then their third forward, who should be coming back, he's taking his time. And all of a sudden, Devin passes it. It hits Ranky in the back of the skate right to their first forechecker. And their second guy's right in the slot, and nobody's there with him. And he just passes it out, quick shot. You know, Devin couldn't recover, and you know, it's just a bad play all the way around, and it's you know, you have to learn from that. But in that situation, it's tough, especially when, you know, our program, we're struggling to win hockey games right now, and then when you just give them a free play like that late in the game, you have to understand what's going on, and the whole situation was not a good play and not a good situation for our team. And unfortunately, we just never seemed to. We had some time left on the clock, but after that, we just never seemed to get our composure and have another good attempt after that.
Shots in the third period, the only period that Michigan outshot Michigan Tech, 13-11, pretty even up there, but 34-27, we outshoot them. We're 0-4 on the power play, 1-5 for Michigan.
Yeah, and like I said, our power play moved the puck around real well in the game. We got some good opportunities. We just didn't get any puck luck or bounces, and they did. They got the bounce that they needed and the goal. And, you know, the one that kills you, though, is the goal at the end. You do everything you can. You battle back. You're a couple goals down. You're on the road. And like you said, Dirk, we came back. And that's encouraging because we had to do that both nights. And we had to come back a lot on the weekend. And at least we can come back. We got to start playing with the lead more now. And then, you know, we have to learn from our mistakes, and that's a huge one, and that can't happen again.
All right, so the final score, 4-3, Michigan, and the Huskies look forward to the next night to see if they can knock them off. We'll talk about what happened Saturday night when we come back. It's more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
It's game day, which means some fans are packing up the car 4 hours early, while others wait until just before kickoff. Some fans are wearing their brand new jerseys, while others are wearing the same jersey they've worn since 03, because it's tradition, and why shouldn't they? NFL fans root for their teams differently, but they drink the same beer, Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from Auto Owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click Northern Footcare.com.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Thanks for being with us. And I wanted to play this for you, Coach, really quick.
Sloan was in the garden spot, ready to let her rip. Now Halko. Into the corner. Colin Schmidt. Oh, it's taken away. Schmidt's pass intercepted. Great Crozier. It's locked in front. Shot. Save. Rebound. Goal! The gorilla is off his back in Ann Arbor. Brendan Morrison has ended this game in 3 minutes and 35 seconds of overtime. And Michigan, the national champions of college hockey.
All right, so the reason we're playing that, obviously, they celebrated that the reunion of that team 20 years later. We're number one. That was the one and only Billy McCult.
Yeah, it was good to see Billy this weekend. Obviously, he had a huge part in that team and had a great career at Michigan. And obviously did a fantastic job here at Tech, and it was good for us to see Billy. And I know he stopped by the locker room before the game on Friday night and said hello to the guys. And he's recruited most of these players here, so they were happy to see Billy. And it's great that Billy and his teammates got recognized, like we're going to recognize our national championship team here coming this weekend. So I thought it was pretty neat. But Billy.